Hey guys, I've told this story a lot, but for some reason I'm really nervous tonight, so let me pray first. Dear Father, I just thank you that you are a God who restores, a God who redeems, and a God who runs after us, a God who can take our mistakes and make them into a beautiful tapestry that glorifies you and is for our good. And I thank you that you have done that in my life and are continuing to do that, Father. And I just pray that your story would be told tonight of your redemptive work. It's in your precious Son's name I pray. Amen. Hi guys, I can't see you because of those bright lights, so that's good. I'm Robin Kohling, and today I know that God loves me in spite of all my failures, that He can take shattered lives and restore them, and that He uses broken people to tell His story of grace. I grew up in a home, a loving home, but chose to believe at an early age that I needed to be perfect in order to keep my Father's love and approval. My dad encouraged me towards excellence, but I took his words and twisted them into an impossible standard of acceptability. My teenage years were filled with a battle in my mind of seeking perfection for my dad, yet rebelliously acting out to gain the acceptance of my peers. I was filled with shame over my behavior. One of my friends had become a believer and invited me to Young Life, where I heard the story of Jesus loving me in spite of all my bad choices. I accepted His free gift of eternal life, yet I carried the mindset of needing to be perfect into my relationship with Him. This belief would tarnish all of my relationships for many years. At 18, I married a Christian man, and over the next 5 years, grew to a family of five. We led in Young Life and at our church, but our relationship was in trouble. I was focused on the kids and trying to be the perfect Christian wife and mom, while he was focused on work. We had grown apart, and after 16 years of marriage, my husband informed me that our divorce was final. Even though there would be freedom, all I could think was, how am I going to do this? I am all alone now. Prior to the divorce, we had been active in church, but now there was no one willing to deal with the topic of divorce. There was no divorce care. The church and my friends really didn't know how to relate to my singleness. Their awkwardness caused me to feel shunned, like I was wearing a scarlet letter. My identity had been in my marriage, my relationship, and my position at church. Now all of this was gone, and I questioned where would I find my significance, who would love me. Losing my source of value brought up feelings of inadequacy, depression, was that I was unlovable, that I wasn't good enough, that I had no value. I bought into the lie that because I was divorced, God was disappointed in me and didn't love me anymore. I thought that I was beyond His love. So I went searching for my value from the world, much like the prodigal son. I took the love of my heavenly Father and cast it aside for the desires of the world. I spent the next several years spiraling downward. I isolated from all my Christian community and focused on the men who would pay attention to me. I dated several men simultaneously, which prevented me from getting lonely and from facing the reality of what I was doing. I was spinning out of control as I had abandoned everything I knew of how God wanted me to live. I became depressed, struggled with abusive thoughts towards myself, and my panic attacks became more frequent. In the spring of 2003, I found myself alone again. All the men were gone. My daughters were at college, and my son was at war in Iraq. I felt empty. My depression was like complete darkness, just totally black. Guilt and shame consumed me and prevented me from reaching out to my Christian friends or to God. But one day, God prompted one of my old friends to reach out to me. She reminded me of the love God and she had for me. She invited me to Watermark and a Bible study where I could dive back into God's Word. Sitting in the Bible study, I felt God prompting me, tell them who you really are. Tell them about your past. I thought if I were honest, the other women would turn and run the other way. But when I opened up to them, they didn't run. Not only did they accept and love me, they were encouraged by my honesty and were willing to be open about their own past. As I reconnected with other believers, As I reconnected with the other believers, I wasn't feeling the loneliness that had overwhelmed me before. Getting back into Scripture reminded me of where my value really lies. In 1 John 4:10, it says, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins," or the payment for our sins. God loved me so much that He sent His Son to die on a cross to redeem me. My value is found in Christ and what He did on the cross. Through His Word and doing several inventories through our recovery ministry, God gave me new eyes through which I could view my past. I began to see how I was unfairly blaming my ex-husband for the failure of our marriage, when in fact I had an equal part. Learning this gave me a chance to accept responsibility for my own sin, which allowed me to enter back into my relationship with God. I was able to confess my sin and accept His forgiveness. This process brought healing and a sense of wholeness, even though I was still single. God had blessed me with new relationships with women who loved me and accepted me. He gave me a ministry and a new purpose. Serving others, specifically other women who could learn from my past, helped me to come to a point where I was at peace with my singleness. I could honestly say that I was happy to follow God's lead, even if it meant I would never remarry. In Romans 8:28, Paul reminds us that God causes all things to work together for good. It may look like a ministry that He gives you. It may be a new relationship or even a restored relationship with your spouse. He is creative and unpredictable. He is able to restore your broken past to unimaginable beauty. One way He is restoring my past is by placing me in a position here at Watermark to tell others what the path of divorce looks like. I had believed that God forgave me for all my sins, but I questioned if He would really want to use someone who had made so many mistakes. In 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we will be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves have been comforted by God." So I now have the opportunity to tell others my story and what the path of divorce looks like. But I also have the privilege of walking alongside them to encourage and comfort them in their affliction with the comfort that I receive from God and His people. So in regard to the loneliness of divorce, here's what I want you to know. Seeking anything but God to fill the void in your life is futile. The world offers nothing that will satisfy you long term. So how do you seek God and get to know Him? Spend time with Him. Talk with Him. Read His Word. Spend time getting to know the God who moved heaven and earth in order to have a relationship with you. He loved you so much that He sacrificed His only Son for you. Then surround yourself with other believers. Find community with people who will tell you the truths from God's Word and who will encourage you to follow Him. The world will tempt you with the idea that it has the solution for your loneliness, but that is a lie from the pit of hell. You need others in your life that are following Christ, who can help you see these lies and point you back to God's truth. Don't try and do this alone, guys. As I close, I want to encourage you with the truth that God has forgiven you, that He loves you, and that He is always, always there for you. In His eyes, you're not wearing a scarlet letter. Your divorce does not make you unlovable to God. You have value because Christ died for you. And that divorce does not make God love you any less. My prayer for you is that you will seek Him as the solution of your loneliness. Thanks.